Face English Levels and Valentine are again with you to provide some tips and examples on the final AFC Speaking Part 4. This is our last audio lesson on the oral part of the AFC exam. You will learn what Part 4 is like and how to perform in a better way. Please remember, we have eLive and General English courses if you want to soup up your speaking, listening and writing skills. Soup up means to make something more powerful and efficient by applying changes to it. Well, what to expect in the AFC Speaking Part 4? You will continue working with your partner, and the examiner will ask both of you about your attitudes to the topic of Part 3. You may be asked the same questions as the other candidate, if you agree with him or her, or some distinct questions. The whole conversation usually takes 4 minutes. Let's jump to tips. How to succeed in AFC Speaking Part 4. The last part of the speaking test takes the longest and might even be more stressful than the previous part, as you have to communicate both with your partner and the examiner. Please mind the following advice, which I'm sure will help you to feel more confident. General tips. First, listen attentively to what your partner is saying, because you might be asked to agree or disagree with him or her opinion. Remember, his opinion. Giving general answers is the best way to avoid in-depth explanations, which are inappropriate because of the lack of the time given. Third, always give reasons or just examples from your own experience. If nothing of these is at hand, happening or present at this time, just make up tales or tell fibs. Remember, tell fibs, tell small lies that don't cause any harm. And finally, fourth, sometimes it's fine to try to mention 2 or 3 points of view when answering a question and then say which one you support. Like this, for instance. Well, some people suggest that, while the other have an opinion that, as for me, I'd agree with the first point of view because... Got it? Okay, let's move on to tips, some specific tips, when you don't understand. First, if you don't understand a question, don't be afraid to ask the examiner to repeat. You won't lose any marks, never, don't be afraid of that. You can use phrases like, sorry, could you say that again, please? I'm afraid I didn't catch the question. Could you repeat, please? I'm not sure about the word. And say the word that you missed. What do you mean? The following point can help as well. Try to pay special attention to the keywords. They are often stressed by the voice, and it will help you to guess the meaning of the whole sentence. Surely, you will understand something. If you're still not confident that you get it right, use this safe phrase. If I understand correctly, and then express your opinion. Third, if you don't know the answer to a question, don't just say, I don't know. Say, I can't say, or I don't know a lot about the subject, but I think, but I believe, but I can suppose that, and give some ideas. Fourth, don't forget about such phrases as, well, let me think, it's an interesting question, it's a difficult question, it's quite difficult to answer on the spur of the moment. On the spur of the moment means suddenly and without planning. These phrases always give an instant to think and find some words to answer. Really helpful. And the last point here. Don't feel afraid in any situation. Always remember, this is a speaking test, and they, the examiners, evaluate your ability to communicate your ideas, listen to other people and express yourself whether you know the answer to a question or not. Okay? Well, and now let's talk about useful language. To introduce your opinion, you can use the following. Well, in my opinion, to my mind, I feel that, I'm not sure, but I think. No, I don't think so, because. To introduce explanation, you can use these phrases. I mean, and very popular, you see. To give examples, the following phrases are quite good, very common. For example, for instance, then you can use this like when you compare something to something else. And the phrase such as, it's the same about comparison. When you introduce the list of some subjects. To speak in general, we can say by and large, in the main, generally speaking, as a rule. And now let's practice a little bit. Let's imagine what the examiner could possibly ask you in terms of the leisure time that we discussed in the last audio lesson. Sample questions could be, sometimes people work really hard and can't find enough time to relax. What could you advise to organize their rest? Another question. Do you think it's better for people to spend their free time in the country or in a city? Why? And finally, it could be this question. Nowadays, many people spend their spare time on the internet. Do you think it's an advantageous pastime? Well, let's say you are asked the last question about the internet. Yeah, and your answer could be something like this. I will repeat the question first. Nowadays, many people spend their spare time on the internet. Do you think it's an advantageous pastime? You. I think so. Surfing the internet can be really advantageous and effective if you have, of course, certain target to meet. The online world suggests a wide variety of activities for self-development and acquiring new skills and knowledge. The question is just to know what you exactly want and what you look for. Something like this. You can try to answer the other two questions from the sample questions and write about your results in your comments below. Well, we have finished practicing the speaking part of the FC exams. You have learned many practical tips on what to do and what to say, a lot of activities, a lot of vocabulary, active vocabulary, and probably you have picked up some spirit of confidence too. Many thanks for those who followed and inspired me, and I do hope it was really helpful and you'll remember what you've learned with me at the very moment of exam. This was ABC English Levels and your Valentine. Break a leg and take care.